happening, y'all? Welcome back. This is episode 142 of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow, the number one Arrowverse podcast on Pornhub, even though they like randomly take off old episodes that really aren't on Pornhub anymore. They already removed months ago because they purged Pornhub and they did. Anyway, stupid shit's happening on Pornhub. We still there. So whatever. I'm your host, Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, aka the Dragon King, aka Big T, aka T Money, aka Sweet T, aka Black Merlin, aka the HNIC. And I am joined as always by my co-host, who once again moved her microphone after we did a sound check. Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello.
How you doing tonight, Mara?
I'm pretty swell. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, I was doing better before you, you know, moved our sound situation around again.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm going to just assume that it's going to be okay now because we have no choice because now we've started the show, you know, but, you know.
It'll be fine.
Just fidgeting with shit.
It'll be fine.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about Mara and her fidgeting with the little... the tech and shit. We are here to talk about the Arrowverse on the CW. You know, that'd be Supergirl, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Black Lightning, Batwoman, Stargirl, Superman and Lois. I think that's all of them.
I think so.
We're going to say that's all of them. Yeah. So we're here to talk about that. So we got four shows this week. We got Batwoman, we got Supergirl, Black Lightning, Flash.
Yes.
So, Mara, where would you like to start first?
Let's go with Supergirl.
Good. Let's get this one out of the way because they were really trying my patience this week. So, there was an episode of Supergirl. The end. What else we doing?
Okay, let's go on to...
No, we got to talk about the show. Why do you indulge me when I do that? You're supposed to be the balance here, all right?
Do I look like Switzerland to you?
Huh?
Do I look like Switzerland to you? I cannot be the balance.
Switzerland is the balance?
I mean, Switzerland's neutral.
Yeah, but does that mean balanced, or does that just mean they just don't do shit? Like, that just makes them an enabler.
Well, what am... Oh, then maybe I am Switzerland.
So maybe you are Switzerland.
So the answer is yes, I do look like Switzerland.
I mean, whether or not you look like it is irrelevant. You act like it.
Well, we've answered my question.
Have we?
Yes.
I don't remember answering the question.
Well, I mean, we said I was. Then.
I mean, so. I remember posing a different series of questions.
Why do I enable it? Because we all know why.
Do we?
I hope so. I feel like I've not been quiet about my disdain for the season so far, or the last season.
Yeah.
Some episodes before that.
Luckily, they're putting us out of our misery after this year.
Not sooner than later.
What was the name of this episode of Supergirl, Mara?
Phantom Menaces.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's what, okay. So we pick up where we left off last week where, you know, Phantom Mouth dude called for some help, so the Martians are there to help him.
Silas.
Oh. Yeah, him. He doesn't matter. He's dead now. Yeah, this isn't good. He's like, you know, all fucked up. Then we go back to the Phantom Zone with Supergirl and her pops in there. They're trying to hitch a ride on a Phantom to get up out of there. Doesn't work out. Supergirl's leg gets all fucked up.
People take her father.
Yeah, some randoms just snatch up a daddy. We never really know who they are. It's just they just people that's in the Phantom Zone, and now they're gone.
Like, we just gonna take you.
Yeah, we don't know who they are or why they did it or anything like that. We just have them take him, and then later in the episode, in the end, they're just gone, and that was that. I'm just wondering what was the fucking point. Anyway, they try to take Supergirl, but this random chick we find out is also an imp who knows Mixie. I'm not about to say his full name because I'm still not doing it. She helps her, and she helps her get her pops back in the end. And
yeah, she's only there because she's a princess. Her crime is for being a heir. In general, just for being born, and
who's not
her brother's like dead, and
she
had cuffs on to suppress her powers, and
she has them back at the end, and that's it for the Phantom Zone. That's all that really fucking matters.
Yeah.
See, Lex is free now. Brandy's not okay with this at all. Apparently, Phantom Mouth dude's got roommates, so he's like, I'm concerned, as he should be. Again, he's dead. His name doesn't matter.
Silas is dead, thus a phantom is born.
Alex isn't doing well either because, you know, shit's happening. Her sister's in the Phantom Zone. Which, let's just ask some questions about the Phantom Zone here. So Brainy's talking about who the Phantoms used to be from some planet. I forgot what the name of their alien race was. But they were trying to do some shit, and the Kryptonians put them in the Phantom Zone. So before they were in the Phantom Zone, what was the Phantom Zone called?
The Zone. Auto Zone.
I'm just wondering, because he's like, it's called the Phantom Zone because of the Phantoms that were in it, which they weren't called Phantoms when they were put in there in the first place. So it's just like, the shit that you all are putting out there is not making sense. I have questions and you're giving me no answers.
I don't know.
It's not even the good. I'm not saying you're not giving me answers. I'm saying like CW is not giving me answers. That actually wasn't directed at you. I'm not blaming you for this one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm blaming Greg on this one for just like, why are you doing this?
Boy, Greg.
Like, you could have just canceled the show. If this is what you were going to do, you could have just not done this season and just been like, you know what? We're going to end this season and then we're just going to do random pop-ups with Supergirl and the other characters and other shit to kind of close this out. And that would have been fine.
Could have just said COVID did a number on us and
everybody would have understood.
Supergirl just had to be let go. Yeah. But instead, they want to drag it out to end it properly.
Exactly.
Or traditionally.
So yeah, Alex isn't doing well. Kelly's there to give her some comfort. Then we got Lex. He goes to see Lena. And, you know, he's not happy.
His security credentials don't work.
Yeah, he got locked out of everything. And apparently he's friends with the new district attorney now. Because the old district attorney got fired because he lost the case against Lex. Which, I don't think that's how that works. Like, the district attorney is an elected position. They don't just get fired. Like, there can be an impeachment process and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't happen like that.
I guess on their earth it does.
Yeah, because they just promote somebody else to the position of district attorney and fire the old one because they lost the case. That's really not how that works at all.
I didn't realize you were at the beach.
Yeah. Well, I brought the beach to me. There's a beach in my living room now.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. It's a different take from the pool.
Yeah. Figured I'd switch it up. I need a bit more, like, you know, fresh air. So I brought the beach in here. I mean, yes, it was an outdoor pool, but it wasn't like the real fresh out there air. Like the ocean air is different, you know? The
chlorine air hits you different.
Yeah, that's why I got ocean air, fresh saltwater air, you know? Mm-hmm.
My organs are drying up as it is at the sound of it.
Got to drink water too, you know, fresh water, not salt water, because that's bad. So anyway, he got a court order for her to, like, you know, unleash all his shit so we can do what he's doing. And also he's like looking, right, has a district attorney looking into her and blah. Talked about the Phantoms being from some other planet. Apparently they repopulate by, you know, fucking up people basically. And yeah.
And their soul leaves their body, but not in the fun way.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I could see Nicki Minaj making that like some kind of crazy lyric. Snatch a snow from my body, call me a phantom.
Yeah.
Somebody send that to her.
No, you got to send that to Meg. That's what she would do, because she's the nerd. So,
right. Someone send that to Meg.
Yeah, she's the nerd. Give it to her. She'll do something with it. I don't think Nikki really knows much about comic books.
Facts.
Meg do, though.
Oh my God, yes.
Sorry, I was fantasizing for a minute there. So yeah, apparently outside the Phantom Zone, the Phantoms have their full power and they can repopulate and they can, you know, reproduce and all that kind of shit.
That makes all the sense.
Yeah. The place where that's named after them, they don't have all their power. But like outside of there, when they have all the power, you know. The place where they became Phantoms and were called Phantoms, you know, is not where their true power is. The place outside of there.
Stop trying to rationalize it to yourself.
Their true power is, because that's Supergirl logic this season.
Stop trying to make it make sense to you.
Yeah. Apparently also, nothing heals in the Phantom Zone, so Supergirl's legs just fucked up until it's not, because...
Well, it doesn't seem like there's any, like, red sunlight there.
Yeah, but she's like, not even like just, she just said nothing heals in the Phantom Zone. So it's like, no matter, even if it's not, like it wouldn't even heal over time. But now she's fine because reasons.
Nixley's got her powers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, nothing heals in the Phantom Zone until it does. Like, it's just, now it's convenient because, you know, oh, we can do it now because her powers are back. She can heal her.
She has superpowers.
Yeah. But somehow, you know, Supergirl can still fly and everything because, you know. Again, you're right. Stop trying to make it make sense. Nothing here makes sense. I'm going to move on.
I was getting ready to say it. Stop trying to make it make sense.
Lena and Brainy have this little conversation when they reroute all of Lex's dirty money from the Lex Foundation into the Children's Hospital. He doesn't take that very well.
Sets fire to a children's wing.
Yeah, he just burns a hospital because he's a dick. Like, it's...
But what I also need to stop happening is I need Lena to stop being so fucking shocked how far Lex will go to get an upper hand on her or to get even. Like, I feel like he's like, this dude who plays Lex has been on the show for what? Now, this is now his second full season.
Yeah, but he was pretty prominent in the season before as well, I believe.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, this would be the second one he's in. He's pretty prominent in. So it's just like every time him and Lena have butt heads, he has always done something twice or to three times, quadruple times more horrible than what she initially had set out to do.
Yeah.
And well, I'm just
literally,
like,
literally manipulated the multiverse. So, you know.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, why are you so surprised that he then took, he sets the children's hospital on fire that you just took and made a huge donation to, and then said that you were in charge of the things. Why are you so surprised?
Here's the thing. All that money that was donated there,
not his.
But as long as nobody died, it's not that big of a deal. They can just fix it because they donated like millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not really bad as long as nobody died. They didn't say anybody died, so.
I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is I wouldn't even trip. Like if, because from what they said, there were no deaths. So it's just like they can just fix the shit. They have lots of money.
Right. That donation. I think she's just more taken aback by he doesn't seem to care whether if someone would die.
Oh yeah, you're right. And she needs to stop being shocked about that. Yeah, 100%. I'm just saying another reason why she shouldn't be so like just distraught is because you literally did just give them like multiple millions of dollars, so they're fine.
Insurance will do them fine.
Yeah, insurance plus that multiple millions, you're good. We already talked about the Phantom Zone stuff. We're not doing that no more. Then we got this moment with Brandy and Lena, where Brandy's like, yo, I want to kill Lex. That's the thing we need to do. And Lena says they can't because reasons. And
I'm like, why not?
Like it's just wrong. I feel like it doesn't do anything. I'm like, yeah, no. If he's actually dead, like
it would do a lot.
It would do a lot. Like it's good for the world. Like I've told you before about how Batman's my favorite superhero or favorite comic book hero. And it's just like the world is a better place if he kills the Joker.
Amen.
And you're like, he doesn't kill. I know that. But the world is a better place if he kills the Joker. Same here. The world is a better place if Lex Luthor is dead. He's an awful person. He has literally destroyed multiple universes.
Oh, God. We said the same thing about Alice. Another city that had to be great if she was just dead.
Yeah, yeah. Has killed several people and will continue to kill. So you kill her. And you stop it from happening. Same here. You kill Lex and you stop him from using weird mind control devices to kill everybody who doesn't bow down before him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let's fuck me, though. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right. Let's get through this episode.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Magana is about to die because phantoms and shit. And she got to get her soul out of Jean to, like, keep her alive. Phantoms attack. Yeah, and that happened. They won that fight somehow and sent them back to the Phantom Zone because portal and shit. Episode ends
portaled
with
them into like containment, Phantom containment things because they're trying to. I think they're gonna try and switch them back to like their regular selves. Yeah, I don't know if they can, but
yeah,
whatever. But the original Phantom who was out was just like, deuces, bitches.
Yeah, he just left. So you can just go make more because they still haven't done anything about it.
He was like, y'all don't got me.
So we end this episode. Lena's leaving Luthor Corp. There's a whole exchange between her and Lex, and he's like, oh, you won't just do it. And she's like, yeah, I will. And she just walks away instead of killing
deuces.
Him.
I feel like it's bad and stupid for Kara to trust this Nixley person.
Probably, but I mean, what else she gonna do? I mean, she's literally in the Phantom Zone. She has nowhere to go but up. So
Phantom Zone.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that. But
Batwoman next.
Yeah, Alex asked Kelly to move in with her. There's that moment. More Lex sitting there pouting because reasons. And yeah. We talked about the car and old girl getting pops out of there and all that. Okay, yeah. Where you want to go next? You said Batwoman.
Batwoman.
Okay. What was the name of this episode, Mar?
Time off for good behavior.
All right. So this episode kicks off with a live news report.
She just fucking kicking ass. She's looking for Black Mask. She gives him a warning. And then Papa Kane is taken. Oh, fucking well, I don't really care. Take him, kill him, for God's sakes, do whatever.
Yeah, they give him snake bite.
Yeah, it took me a minute to realize. So I was like, flashback, and then I was like, wait a second. This did not happen.
No, it didn't happen that way. It's the snake bite making him think he actually rescued his daughter.
Ryan goes to visit Angelique. And, you know, she tells her about the community center opening that night. You know, she tells her, like, you know, you could be out of here with just one call and just say who was in the driver's seat, who shot Commissioner Forbes. And she's just like, nah, sis, I ain't doing that. And then so they go, so then it's the community center opening and they're giving speeches. Some reporter starts being like, what if this place becomes a target? And then Imani, who's going to teach at the community center, pretty much gives him the stats of what it is.
Imani, son, get it.
And then so he left because they were just like, yo, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right on cue.
Right on cue, someone with electricity comes and shoots up the shit. But right after they at Imani and Sophie's sister,
I don't know, you the name person. I have no idea what her name is.
Hold on, Sophie's sister is Jordan.
Okay, but I said I definitely have her as Sophie's sister in my notes, so yeah, I don't know.
Jordan and Imani ask Ryan to teach martial arts at the center. Makes sense, and it would be a good
connection. Which she was doing before she went to jail. So
there you go. You're doing everything you want to do. So yeah, some dude fucks up the walls and all this shit and disappears. And I'm sus of this reporter. And turns out he's not really a valid employee for the Gazette like he said he was. And it turns out he's actually not the bad guy either. Because Batwoman goes. No, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh, I thought you froze, but yeah.
No. No. I lost my track. I lost my pace.
Your train of thought.
Yeah, my train of thought.
Is that what you were going
but
for?
Yeah, so yep. But then Julie and Sophie are talking in the Crow's headquarters, talking about the mystery of Julia's missing memories.
Yeah.
Someone called Argus Cartwright comes up. Julie goes. Mm-mm. Julia goes.
We are not going through all this. Enigma did it.
Yeah, essentially, Enigma is also this Evelyn lady that Papa Kane keeps talking to.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so.
It was a whole thing about Sophie saying, were you drinking and all that. Like, this is stupid. We know it wasn't because she drank too much. That's not how it works.
Right.
Like, you don't black out for weeks from drinking. Like, that's not how this works. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
There was a whole lot of stupid shit happening here, too. Not as bad as Supergirl, but this was stupid shit, too.
Right. Essentially, what happens with Julia? Julia gets too close. She figures out Evelyn is Enigma. Enigma gets the upper hand on her, changes her mind, and now Julia is transferring to Berlin because it just felt like the right thing to do, as she said, the quote unquote right thing to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the main story because I'm getting tired of this send-off for Alice. It's a really dragging out to, I just want them to put her in the water already.
Do something with her because I'm sick of it too. I am.
Anywho, Papa Kane has a heart-to-heart with Evelyn because he asked her about the shit with snake bite, and she's like, how long you been doing snake bite? And he's just like, whoa, bitch, I ain't doing the shit, but I got a hot shot of it. And so
yeah, man, I was just minding my own business and they just put the shit in my arm.
And so Ryan matches and the Bat team match some fingerprints to this gun when Ryan met up with that reporter dude, and then the laser guy, the bad guy, whatever. Oh, Killer Volt. There we go. I had to remember what his code name was. Killer Volt tried to kill him, but really just kind of killed his evidence.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
So the
thing. See, and this is more where like, don't waste your time here. This is just more of just, you know, whatever. See, prison CEOs was setting shit up because, you know, if the community centers go up, his profits go down because less people go to jail. The end.
Essentially. Angelique decides to talk, and she gets taken, which we all saw that coming.
Yeah, yeah. There's once again, the rule for television, nobody gets to be happy.
Right. Papa Kane tried to go to Mary to help her clinic, and she was like, fuck off, I want it to be the way it is.
But he wasn't trying to help, though. He was trying to make it into what he wanted it to be. And he's right. Like, and she's like, yo, like, no, it works the way it works for a reason. If you step in, there's all kind of regulations and shit, and most of the people who I help won't be able to be helped here. Anymore. So leave me the fuck alone. Get out.
Get out, son. Get out. That was about it. You know, like, oh, Roman Sionis brings more snake bite to Papa Kane at the Crow's office.
This was who now? It.
Wasn't that Roman?
Who was Roman?
Sionis, Black Mask.
Is that who that was? I felt like I should recognize him, and I'm like, why don't I know who this is? And I'm like, I feel like I should know who this is.
I wasn't sure, but I was pretty certain that was Roman Sionis. I mean, I know Roman Sionis is Black Mask.
Right.
But I imagined the dude who walked into the office was also Roman Sionis. But like, he was saying how he found the snake bite in, like, you know, his staff's locker room. Papa Kane takes it. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That was Batwoman. What next?
Let's go with the Flash.
Okay. Interesting choice. What was the name of this episode?
Growing Pains. What was that? Okay. Sounded like someone's stomach, but I didn't think it was mine.
I didn't hear that. I thought you were talking about the beeping noise. I'm like, that's a car horn, I think.
I don't know. Your neighbor's car chilled out?
I believe so.
Okay.
Doesn't account for the other random noises I may or may not hear here.
It doesn't. You know, one of the clouds on your beach looks like the Loch Ness Monster. I've been kind of dealing with that for like an hour.
One of the clouds on the beach looks like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
That one?
Yes, yes.
You motherfucker.
I don't know why, but that was so funny because that was so perfectly timed.
You want a dog?
Yes.
You want this one?
Very much so.
Are you sure? I don't think you do. Like, I don't think you know what comes along with having Bear. Like, this is a different kind of dog.
Bear is practically almost like a cat.
Like, your childproof locks and everything, like, you need to have those with him because he'll open your cabinets.
Well, that's not good because all the poison stuff is in the cabinets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need childproof locks and shit for this dog. He will open your cabinets.
My cabinets are also heavy. Like, he might be like, oh, what the fuck?
He'll find a way to open them. Like, you don't know my dog. He figured out ways to open Tupperware containers, okay? Like
not figures out how to open Tupperware.
Yes, his food was in this Tupperware container with a little latch on it that keeps it shut. I went to work one day, came home, it was open. Oh no. That's why I had to find other ways to put things away. I had to put things behind doors with actual doorknobs, not handles, because he can't open doorknobs.
Yes, the opposable thumbs.
Because he doesn't have thumbs. But I feel like if I gave him enough time, he'd figure it out. Because that's just what he is. I hate him so much. Oh, but anyway, you were talking about the Loch Ness Monster here. And I think that's just because you're high. But
maybe.
Back to the Flash. We kicked this episode off and the Speed Force is making breakfast.
I have one thing to say.
What's your thing to say?
I was with this, you know, I kind of felt for Barry in that I was like, why do we insist on calling the Speed Force North?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been saying this for weeks. Like assuming the identity of his dead mother. There's something wrong with this. This is not okay. And everybody's just like, oh, she just looks like Nora. And Iris is calling her Nora and shit. Like, what is wrong with you, you damn delusional ass Cowboys fan? Cowboys fans ass shit that you're doing right now, do better.
And it's just like, it's one thing to take on her face. Okay, you've assumed this physical identity. Why do we have to call her Nora? Why can't she get like a different name? If anything, or why can't we just call it as it is? Speed Force.
Yeah, just call her Speed Force.
Sofo, there you go. Sophie, there you go. A better Sophie. This is a way better Sophie.
Or Speefo.
Something. Speefro.
Whatever you want to call it. Why are you calling her by his dead mother's name?
You know, I just...
Or his missing child's name.
I was just like, yo, this is like so insensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
To so many degrees on everyone's part. And I'm just like, why is no one else thinking this is not okay?
Well, no, Barry's thinking it's not okay.
I know. I said, except, I mean, aside from Barry, I'm like, why does no one else think this is not okay?
Yeah, because Barry is not okay with this. And everybody's just acting like it's normal. Like, yo, no, he's not cool with this. And you're just acting like it's cool. It is not.
It's very much not. It's very much the opposite of not.
Yeah. So that's that story that's happened in this whole episode. The main plot of the story,
and then it gets even weirder because throughout the episode, she acts like his reintroduced mother.
Yeah, she's being a hover parent the whole time. And it's just like, yo, you doing this overprotective mother thing while you're assuming the form of his mother. This is wrong. Like, what the fuck?
I feel like, I'm like, damn, Greg, you didn't, this hurts. Like, this hurts me.
Exactly. It's not even my mama and I'm hurting.
It hurts me. I mean, like, I don't know how I'd feel if, like, my special ability, like the force that powers it, took form continuously of my dead mother.
That would be really fucked up. Wait, how old were you?
3.
Okay. Yeah, how old was Barry?
Older. He looks about like 9 to 12.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, man, like, yo, what the
fuck? Like, he had conscious memories of his mother.
Right. Whereas for you, it's more like flashes and shit.
Yeah. And then it's just like, if we were to sit here and be like, oh, hey, Mary, what the fuck? And then she's staying in my guest room. What?
Making you breakfast.
What?
Following you to work.
Oh my God.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm traumatized to so many levels.
Like, do we really need to talk about what else happened in this episode? I feel like this is enough conversation about this episode, period, how fucked up the whole situation is.
You ready for the spark notes again?
I mean, yeah, that's enough of the Speed Force stuff. Let's just talk about what's happening with Killer Frost.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go straight into it. Okay. So also, Speed Force is like a control, is like a crazy battery for Barry, but it's overwhelming. Like, he literally goes haywire when she's around
for more than 5 minutes. Yeah, she's boosting his powers.
Yeah. So he goes to a crime scene. She's trying to actually go.
Fucked up the mimosas, like, Mara. She'd have to get out of my house then.
Right. Champagne is expensive.
It is.
Even the cheap stuff is still expensive.
It's more than you want to waste on the floor.
Facts. So, yeah. So then Barry goes to the crime scene.
Especially for somebody that ain't got no job.
Right? You just Speed Force. You don't give me money. Cecile is talking with Frost about her chargers. They tell her to lay low at the lab, even though she just got this new body. I mean, well, she just got her own life and stuff like that. And they're just like, it's not worth going outside and being recognized and being immediately arrested. Like, seriously, sit the fuck down. You know, Chester then, or Runk gets called to the crime scene as well. It's an ice crime scene. You know, some microchip was stolen from Iva Corp. But because the driver was frozen dead and broken, they were like, oh, Frost did it. Killer Frost. Oh,
there was no they. It wasn't they. It was one person.
Kramer. This Kramer person.
Even though, like, people who know Frost well said, like, yo, we're looking at the evidence here of how this is all done. This wasn't Killer Frost. She's like, no, it was Killer Frost.
Right. She was like, I wrote in my notes, Barry issues evidence that could positively show that she didn't do this. And Kramer is like, yeah, what the fuck ever? It's her.
Yeah. Like, Killer Frost ice patterns and shit is like hexagonal or whatever. Like, this is what she does. Mm-hmm. This one is this over here. So it probably wasn't her. She's like, nah, Frost, go get her. Like,
I was like, sweetheart, snowflake. And I was like, this is one scientific fact I like. Snowflakes are all fucking different, so everyone's individual. So I would imagine Frost's, like, ice particles or frost pattern is almost individual, like a fingerprint.
Exactly. Unique to her.
So essentially, there's another ice meta. She's going to ask the DA to issue a warrant for Frost's arrest, whatever. Allegra sees that she notices that Frost is going to go after the other ice meta herself because she's just like, I ain't going out like no bitch. Anywho, the Speed Force comes to the crime scene while Barry's working right after, you know, Kramer is like talking to him about, like, you know, weird crime scenes he's been to. And
What
are you doing? Anywho, she asking a lot of questions, but she seems almost impressed by Barry. And the Speed Force then shows up, and then all of a sudden, like, she starts setting him off, and he's like, nah, bitch, you gotta go. And then he runs into fucking Kramer's car. And then the Speed Force confirmed that something was off about the ice particles, and then, like, something about the dark matter was only, like, on the surface of the ice, and that they were all kinds of crazy contained. And then so Frost, while she's out on her own, she comes across this bartender who tries to impress her with his drink making, and then a news alert
comes. No, we're not going to just slide past that, though. That was pretty goddamn impressive.
I kind of want to try that drink because I like some grenadine.
Like, the way he did it, it was like, yo, you, like, really understand the way density works and shit. And it's just like, you are a true mixologist, sir.
Yes. But actually, he's just a true scientist.
He is. He is. Which but means yes. me to believe that, you know, good chemists and scientists would make excellent bartenders.
Yes, yes, yes.
Even though yes. they probably would have if very you, shitty people skills.
If you told me, if my bartender told me that they were a former chemist at some drug company, I'd be like, this is my new favorite bar.
Yeah, yeah. Because he understands how everything works together. Or she.
Well, I'd be like, I want it to taste like this, and they would just make it happen.
Facts.
Like, that's it. Essentially, then a news alert comes on about Frost warrant being issued, and then everyone in the bar suddenly wants to smoke, like, just wants hands. Like, I was like, what the fuck? And the bartender
what were they going to do? What were they really going to do?
I don't understand. I was like, were you going to turn her in, or did you think you were really going to fight her?
My thing is, even if they did somehow take her down, like, they seem like the type in this bar that they all got warrants.
Like, it's just were like, you going to roll up to the police station? No, I didn't think so. And I was even more taken aback that the bartender just stood there and let all that shit happen. And then he hits the last person. And he goes, here, I helped.
Good thing he said, good thing it wasn't an IPA or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was a waste of an IPA, of a good IPA.
Something about an IPA. Yeah.
It was a waste of a good IPA.
I don't drink like any beer IPA. Like that. So it's just like, you know.
I drink all the basic bitch beers.
I don't really drink beer, period. Like, you know.
Me neither. But if I went to, like, well, when it was safe to go outside and play, I used to get beers at the bar because they were the cheaper thing to get.
See, if I go to a bar, it's either, you know, wine, liquor, or hard cider. Because, like, I love apple juice. And, like, hard cider is, like, apple juice with a kick. And it's wonderful.
I love mixing whiskey with apple juice.
Which you should do. Do you have a Dick's Last Resort near you?
A what?
Dick's Last Resort. Okay. It's a restaurant called Dick's Last Resort. Gotcha. So the name Dick, Last Resort. Basically, the whole thing is like the people there.
I thought you were saying Dick's Slash Resort. And no. I was just like, those are two separate topics.
No. Dick's, like possessive Dick's, like Richard. Dick's.
Richard's Last Resort.
Last Resort. The whole premise of that restaurant / bar is that they're very rude to their customers and all that kind of stuff on purpose. But they have this drink.
I've heard of it. No, we don't have those up here.
Okay. So they have this drink that is made with hard apple cider and Fireball whiskey. And it's fucking phenomenal. And it's just like, I'm so happy that this exists. And
so the next time I have a bullet and apple juice, I'm going to just add some cinnamon to it.
Or when you bring your ass down here, we'll just go to Dick's and we'll have that. Because
no, I know people. No, we can still do that. I'm just saying to try it.
I'm just saying I know people.
Add some cinnamon to my drink.
I mean, you could, but it wouldn't be the same. Because like
it won't. Because this way, when I come down there, I'm going to be like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, we'll go there because I know people. I'm like, yo, Ryan, miss me? Make that shit.
Can I be my friend Adam?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
He doesn't exist.
Oh my God. Anywho, back to the show, because I totally forgot where we were for a
minute. Oh, we were talking about The Flash. How did we get on the Fireball whiskey?
And are apple? We talking about The Flash? We are talking about The Flash. Yes, we are.
About to say, that's the notes I have open. Let's hope that's what we're talking about.
Anywho, dude and her finish fighting all these dudes. Well, she stops fighting everyone. And then all of the sudden, Hot in Here comes on, and it's because he's changing his shirt. And I'm just like, what the fuck ever. This dude's face looks like it's taken several hits during very pivotal times in puberty and just got stuck like that.
What about the body though? Like, that's what the song was playing for. Were you into the body?
Yeah, it's whatever.
Not much for you. You like the dad bod, don't you?
I'm okay with a solid dad bod. I just like a solid dude, to be frank.
A solid dude.
Solid dude.
So not muscular, but solid.
Solid. Like right in between. Not fat, not like thin fit. Solid.
Mara like thick niggas, y'all. Just so you know. Like, this is what it is. Mara like thick niggas.
Winston Duke? Call me.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. She likes thick niggas. Like, this is what it is. She's made it very clear that's what she like. Not Michael B. Jordan. She wants Winston Duke. That's what she's into. If they were both standing in front of her.
Didn't want Killmonger, was looking at M'Baku.
Yeah. If two of them were standing in front of her, that's what would happen. That's who would get the chosen.
How tall is Winston Duke? I'm kind of curious about that.
Probably like 6'1", 6'2", most likely.
He's just a big guy, that's why.
Yeah, he's just a big nigga. Like, he's one of them just like, yo, why do you exist? You make it hard for me. Like, you make it hard for those of us who don't reach that 6 foot mark. Like,
6'5".
Oh, damn, he's taller than I thought, man. Fuck you. Whatever. I'm gonna start putting lifts in my shoes.
249 solid pounds. My bed wouldn't make it.
I'm sure his would.
I would hope so.
If he sleeps on it every night, let's hope it does.
He literally would need to like have a custom bed, probably.
Most likely. So we got Chester and Barry doing their forensic thing. Speed Force shows up wanting to help, and Barry's like, nah, fuck that, get up out of here, because he's just not feeling this Speed Force looking like his mama shit. Like,
and then just... his shit goes out of whack again.
Yeah, yeah. And he gets the zoomies again and just starts running all over the place, ends up fucking up the computers and all that kind of shit.
Oh, the evidence just went to shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And tastes specifically like 78 cents.
Yeah, he's tasting, yeah. Chester's tasting pennies in his mouth. Like,
now, do you think that was like 3/4 and 3 pennies he was tasting? Or
78 pennies. I think that's a reference to tasting pennies. Like, it's just it's a weird thing. So I think he tasted 78 pennies. It's a lot of pennies to be tasted.
I'm just thinking of all those coins in your mouth. And I'm thinking of all the times as a kid I probably have had.
Put coins in your mouth? Yeah, I know. I know. Yep, yep. We all did it because kids are dumb. They do dumb shit like put coins in their mouth. It's not their fault. They don't know any better. They're supposed to be dumb. Like, kids are supposed to be dumb because they don't know things yet.
It's why I can't trust Luna to have coins. I'd be like, any coin you get goes into that piggy bank. Don't put it anywhere else.
100% do not trust her with coins because she will swallow a nickel.
Not with COVID running rampant.
She will swallow a nickel and you'll find it in the toilet tomorrow.
Find it in the toilet or find out when her shit comes back sick.
That too.
But yeah, he tells the Speed Force off. She leaves. A task force is going after Frost, but turns out they're going after Caitlin because someone was like, yeah, Caitlin and Killer Frost might have been the same person, or Caitlin is Killer Frost. Then Frost attempts to break Caitlin out of the jail, and they're just like, no, I can get out of this because I don't have the metagene, you goof.
Yeah, well, Frost isn't exactly rational, so...
This is true. And then she's like, oh, I know who's framing us. And then suspense, you know, I'm just like, what the fuck? Joe tries to plead to Kramer, like, I don't think it's Caitlin. I don't think it's Frost. It's like someone's framing him, but I don't know who, so I'm sorry. You know, Barry and Iris, yeah, they have a heart to heart. Why they have time for this.
He hurt our feelings, yeah.
Yeah, and why they have time for this heart to heart, or why they're having this, when it should have been obvious to Iris that having the Speed Force in the body of his dead mother, also being called by his dead mother's name, was gonna fuck with him.
Makes too much sense, Mara. Why would she think that? She's a fucking Cowboys fan. They're delusional.
Right. So then, of course, there is a scientific discovery made at the labs. Turns out the dark matter is actually actual dark matter. So the ice meta is actually not an ice meta, but just someone who's a nerd, who's really good at science.
Yeah, yeah.
Dun, science, dun, dun. Yeah. It's Mark. It's Mark from the bar.
Mark the bartender. Mark Blaine.
Who used to work at Apple
Corp. That's important because his last name is Blaine is important, yeah. Because he calls himself Chill Blaine because he thought that shit was fucking clever.
Chill Blaine. Oh my God. He used to work at Apple Corp. I think he got fired. Whatever the fuck. He's been watching Frost for a long time.
Yeah,
doing
fucked up experiments on people and shit or something. Yeah.
Yeah, he got fired for doing inhumane shit. I forgot about that. She said fights.
That's
like
something
a boy.
You can get fired from, unlike her. A district attorney who can't just be fired. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. He fucking blinds her with the Flash team finds her location because of the cold spike from him fucking blinding her. They like, defeat him because he forgot that even though, yeah, the fucked up shit. And so
yeah, it turns out he was doing cryogenic works before, and you know, so that's how he became obsessed with it, because he fell through the ice as a child, and you know, shit happened. Whatever, who cares? He became obsessed with Killer Frost and her powers. He thinks she doesn't deserve it and all that kind of shit. Talked about how he called himself Chillbane. They're doing this weird flirty fighting thing where they like both like doing a weird dip thing. Yeah. Just like what the fuck is this?
Yeah, they found her location. She defeats him because even though he was just as powerful as her, he forgot about the whole "I can heal, bitch, because I'm a meta."
Yeah, so she does the whole stabbity.
And so she ice spears through. Yeah. And then it wasn't until this point that I realized Cisco was gone this entire episode.
Yeah. He's just not there. Did they explain where he was?
I don't think so. Didn't care. But Frost turns herself in. Even Luna, while we were watching, she was like, "Don't do it." If that tells you how conscious she's become while watching the show.
Yeah, she know. You can't trust them cops.
So she was just like, oh, so yeah, Frost is pleading guilty to all of her old crimes. They will be sentencing her next episode. Whatever. It's over.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we get that point where Barry actually calls the Speed Force Nora, which I don't understand still, but whatever. Black Lightning.
It makes sense to them, whatever. Painkiller.
So This was the backdoor pilot for the Painkiller series, and it felt like a pilot.
Because I hated it.
I didn't hate it.
Didn't hate it, but I hate backdoor pilots because they're never great.
No, they're not. They're not. And it's just, I understood what they were trying to do. The problem with this was because it was a backdoor pilot, they had to explain so much in the middle of another season of another show. And it was just, it just felt like there was so much exposition. And it was just, there's only so much of that I can take. But yeah, it kicks off.
I was trying to.
What? You're trying to what?
I had to, like, it was a lot of deciphering the people and him and Painkiller. I was like, oh, this is a lot. And I had to figure a lot of that out myself.
Yeah. So it kicks off. Khalil is in the Akashic Valley, you know, trying to find peace and shit. He talked about how he found a family and all that. I'm like, wait, did he marry and have some kids already? But nah, he just talking about the folks he found he's been helping out. Anissa and Grace just happened to be taking their honeymoon in the Akashic Valley at the same time.
Right. It looks like an American Tokyo.
You're right, because at first I thought they were in Tokyo. And I'm like, why is everybody speaking English? And I'm like, yeah, it does. It feels like an American Tokyo.
There's so much future. Self-driving cars, high-tech hotels, crazy phone booths.
Yeah. So Grace and Anissa end up in some club lounge place thingy, and Grace gets snatched up when she goes to the bathroom. Anissa sees it all happen at the last minute, tries to save him, does some ass kicking, but Painkiller's there because he sees the shit going down, sees her. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to kill her, and
right, like dead.
And but he gets control Khalil enough
inside quickly. His brain is yeah. Like, put her down. No.
So this whole episode is about his like real conflict between Khalil and Painkiller.
Yeah.
We see the, you know, the back and forth. We see him as Khalil trying to do the right thing. Him as Painkiller just trying to fuck everything up.
Right, just trying to fulfill his programming. And him realizing it ain't gotta be this way, son. Or bruh.
Or whatever the fuck. Ugh, so... Yeah, there's a dude with a camera that like scans brains, and it's just a whole thing with like some crypto shit that I don't understand. And fast forward to the end, turns out Odell's behind it all because fuck that lost medicine from Medicine Society nigga. I hate him so much.
Yeah, essentially, like Grayson and Anissa are good. Painkiller and, you know, Khalil, I guess, come to an understanding of each other. They find this tech that they want to try and find the kill order. Painkiller has had programmed in him, and the person behind it, fucking Maya, is Odell's daughter. And that was the it. But also tells Anissa to promise not to tell Jen because he's dangerous and da 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 da.
Yeah. Da, da. Good thing I will say though, like I think they set up a good premise for this show if they end up making it. It's interesting because it's whole inner conflict with you know Khalil versus Painkiller is cool. You've got someone who does a lot of hand-to-hand combat, so you can get some real cool fight scenes, which is always fun to watch. It's just this episode itself just really wasn't hitting.
I did like to see the... Right.
You like to see what?
Oh, I did like to see the flipping between Khalil and Painkiller.
Yeah.
And
they at least gave me something interesting here that like I can see growing into something really good. But the episode itself like just felt really exposition heavy, and I don't enjoy that. I'm more of a show me, don't tell me kind of person. So yeah, I got sick of that after a while. But I hope if they make this show that old girl they went to for the info and that also gave them the weapons like shows up multiple times. I need her on my screen. Because, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, anything else with Black Lightning? Because that was that episode. There was no Black Lightning in the Black Lightning episode.
All we got was a little thunder.
We got some thunder, but no Black Lightning. Nothing else, though?
No.
Okay. Well, Mara, who's
very
winning?
Blah week again. I said that Magan is winning.
Interesting choice.
Not turn into a phantom.
Oh, okay. So she's winning because she had the potential for losing so horribly, but she didn't.
Yes.
I see. It's an interesting choice. Well, for me, even though he doesn't feel like it at the moment, I think Lex is winning. Because Lena left Luther Corp. Like, he's 100% in charge of it all now. He's got it all.
I could say, but I also feel like Lex is the prime example of when you got it all and you're still not satisfied, because they said, what you going to do now that you got it all? He was like, go get more. So the only reason I don't say he's winning is because he's still not fully satisfied.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like Magan could be very humbled with the fact that she alive.
This is true.
But I see what you're saying.
The greats are never satisfied, though. So makes sense.
Right. Well, who's losing you?
To me, as far as the losing goes, I mean, it's going to sound weird. Not weird, but it's going to sound on brand for what I've been talking about this whole episode is Barry. Because he still has his dead mama in his face. He like relented and called her Nora.
Oh, I said Frost.
Yeah, that's another good choice. I mean, she made that decision.
I said Frost. I know, but even though that decision still sucks.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
She made the right decision doesn't mean it's like the fun decision is what I mean.
Right.
Because like, to me, I was like, it's in between Angelique and Frost, but I care way more about Frost than I do Angelique. But I would equally admit that Angelique is also losing because she's either taken by Black Mask and bad things are going to happen, or she's just going to end up being killed. So either way, it ain't going to be good for her.
Right. Kara's also not doing too well either because she's still in the fucking Phantom Zone. We have a Supergirl show without really seeing shit. But yeah, that's Barry's still my choice. But who was yours?
Frost,
okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that was this week's episode of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow. Make sure you follow us. You know, me at @Sir_Cusslot on both Twitter and Instagram. That is @SIR_CUSSALOTT. Mara, where, pray tell, can they find you?
Always on Instagram and Twitter @MaraDashark, MaraDashark. Are they vacuuming upstairs?
You can also follow us as a whole. at The Creation World on Twitter and Instagram. That is at THECREATIA World. As always, if you don't know how to spell world, get your life together and get a fucking dictionary. Also on,
I thought you were gonna say get a license.
Nah. That's just you with that weird license thing we're talking about today. Yeah, that's some behind the scenes shit. Subscribe to the Patreon and you'll know what we're talking about. It's patreon.com/creationworld. Subscribe, you know, just a $5 to behind the scenes level. Yeah, I believe so. What else is going on? Oh, Facebook.com/creationworld. Follow that. But also there's a
subscribe to the YouTube.
Yeah, subscribe to the YouTube. The link is in the bio here if you're listening. Also, you know, if you're watching,
subscribe to the YouTube.
The video, like, just hit the subscribe button. Just
click. Please.
It. Just click it.
I'm not even asking you for notifications. Just subscribe.
Yeah, you don't even have to click the bell. Just do the subscription. I'm asking nicely. I'm being nice. So please.
Right. This is me being very nice.
Yeah, man. Also, there's a Facebook group for this particular podcast, though. What is that Facebook group, Mara?
Facebook.com/group/superfleshy era of tomorrow.
So, yeah, join the group and join the conversation. It's fun times for everybody. Anything else? Am I missing anything?
If you purchase merch, take a picture and hashtag us in it. I don't know. I'm done.
Yeah. It's all on the website, creationworld.com. Dungeons at the Dark coming soon if you're a fan of Dungeons and Dragons, or if you just want to see us do the nerdiest thing we have ever done in our lives. Check it out. It's coming
Facts
soon.
On God. Every time I tell someone that we are playing this, I feel like they are just picturing me in someone's wooden basement in a cloak and all
that
shit.
What does a wooden basement look like?
A basement where it's all wooden paneling and the floor is also wood.
That just sounds like anywhere outside of New York.
Perhaps. Anything that has a basement. I guess anywhere that just has a basement.
Not necessarily, because when I grew up, our basement had wood paneling on the wall, but the floor was concrete until I put tile down.
Probably, yeah. I think my old basement was wood paneling with, I think, concrete floors in one room, and I think another room was tiled.
Well, that'll be it for this week's episode of Super Flashy Era of Tomorrow, folks. We're going to end it here. So,
night or good day or good morning,
whenever you're watching, that's it. Until then, next week, I guess. We out.
Bye.